What's up, boys?
Hey, hey, what you doing? What you doing?
Living the dream, you know it.
Hey, you know what? I real quick, just kind of brag on you. I noticed something that I really took me by surprise, in a good way. There was some radio guy was backstage at some big giant show, and there are millions, like 5,000, 100 million people there. And he's backstage, you know, he's being typical radio guy. He's like, hey, we're back here with Luke Bryan. Man, you sold out the insert giant stadium here. Man, you did it. And I was expecting you to go, yeah, isn't that great? Or something like that. That's what I would have said. But you go, no, country music sold out. And I was like, dang, look at that. Well played, man. Nice.
Oh, it's totally in my manual of
media manipulation. Good job.
No, right? But I do mean that. I mean that, you know, I tell you, there's a side of you that you know, you're all about, obviously, making yourself tick and making yourself go, but you know, a lot of times, man, when I do walk into these situations like big stadiums, and that is on my mind. Well, this is a country music event too. It's not a Luke Bryan world, or it's not a this world. It's a night that country music showed up and represented in an unbelievable way.
The new album Kill the Lights, which is out, by the way, pick it up or download it.
If you haven't downloaded it right now, do your part to beat Dr. Dre.
Yeah, we're pretty much in a –
it's a slugfest.
This is legit. This is street.
We don't need to start a hip-hop country music. Because nobody has more guns than hip-hop artists and country music artists.
Yeah.
Awful gun situation.
No. Yeah, this would not be good. You're right.
But
all the other genres in between, you know, it's like – it's a knife fight with them. But with country and hip-hop, yeah, it's like – gun. Anyway, that was – probably a terrible analogy.
The reason we make the joke is because right now you're battling for number one with Straight Outta Compton. And we want people to support country music and buy your album so we win and everybody else loses.
Oh, come on. Well, you know what? I don't – to be with country music with music icons like Dr. Dre and anybody, I mean, you know, you're not going to put your album out, my country music album out. You're not going to put it out with other albums coming out. And it's crazy that Dre's out. So we'll – it's amazing. I'm just excited to finally have my album out and let the fans hear it. However, you know, whatever numbers shake down at the end of the day, you know,
Hey, what page are you on the manual right now?
I'm in amendment. It's amendment Roman numeral 4, amendment 12B of what to do when radio guy tries to start slugfest with
rap people,
mogul, and icon billionaire.
Luke, we're going to give you page one out of the Big D and Bubba manual. We'll sweep the leg.
What's that?
Sweep the leg.
Yeah. When you, it's like you guys may have heard about Dre selling a company for $1 billion. You might not want to. You don't piss off a billionaire.
You know, listen.
I'm not worried about it.
I ain't worried about nothing. All right, Luke Bryan. Luke's with us. If you haven't gotten the album Kill the Lights, shame on you for not getting it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Stimulate the economy and grow the music business by purchasing.
Yeah, absolutely.
One album at a time.
Changing
the world.
Album is really great, and you're going to love it. Yes, Bubba, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's go ahead and play the song, Strip It Down, the new single, and then we'll come back and talk more with Luke.
All right, here we go. It's Luke Bryan, y'all.
Are your clothes on, boys? Were you able to stay clothed?
Barely, man. That song, man, it's just, I'm sockless right now.
I know. Foot Massage City in there, huh?
Hey, man, I wanted to, Bob and I were talking the other day. It seems like, in kind of a serious note, it seems like there's a lot of...
Do we need to let people know that Luke Bryan's on the phone with us?
Yeah. Luke Bryan's joining us. Man, there's a lot of these marriages are breaking up, sadly, and it seems to be in kind of predominantly and publicly in
country
music.
Country's had a real rough run lately. You got Reba, you got Jake, you got Blake and Miranda. What are you and Caroline doing to battle this? Because obviously, you know, every family has issues. Every marriage is going to have rough patches and whatnot. What do you guys do to get through that so that you don't become another statistic?
Freaky sex.
Okay. Luke Bryan, everyone. Thank you. There's Luke. Luke Bryan.
Just freakazoids.
Yeah.
All there you go.
Look, it's good talking to you, man. Like, I want to keep...
What answer did you want?
I don't know, man. We just know. Were looking for something.
Here, listen,
sweet.
Listen, I'm flipping the manual.
Okay.
And I'm landing on, well, Caroline and I, we whisper sweet nothings.
That's good. That's much better.
Stare out at the meadow and count butterflies and have a glass of Chardonnay.
Dude.
As we reminisce of our early years and think about where our relationship is going to take us.
Aw, see? Well, that's what we were looking for.
I mean, I was being serious, but that's cool if that's what you do.
You know, Luke does have a point. What was the answer we were looking for? We really weren't. I don't know.
What? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
And then Caroline gazes into my eyes and says, get your ass back to work, boy.
Yeah. Make me that money.
I got handbags to buy.
Yeah, these youngins need some damn bacon.
Yes, right. All right, well, listen, get the new album. It's called Kill the Lights, and support Luke and his family.
No, support the economy, country music.
Well, right, yeah. Support the country music economy.
And the battle against rap.
In the battle against rap music artists.
Oh, you're doing that, not me.
Hey, the good thing is like their main weapon, like he's in jail, right? What's the guy's name? Suge Knight.
Suge Knight.
Yeah, man. So basically, you should be fine. You're good.
Hey, there's always a little wannabe Suge out there.
Yeah, trying to make his name.
Well, let's win. Country versus rap. We've got this. Thank you, Luke Bryan.
See you, Luke.
Love you.
Bye.